Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hit. Well, seek treatment with Kat and Pat.
Hey, kings and queens.
Hi, kings, queens, and everything else out there.
This is Catherine.
Cheap. And this is Patrick Cappuccino. And this is Sea Cheatment.
Podcast
about boys.
Sex.
Sexual intercourse. fucking dating and love.
As for the way you look at me, just opened my eyes, obviously.
Same, I'm very much still waking up. That's why I'm like literally
Slurvilla DeVoe. But
wait, I need this like to get into my veins, my coffee, I mean.
I know. I hate this coffee my brother has in his apartment, but I keep drinking it. Wait, I haven't seen you in a while. What's up?
Nothing much. You went to Rhode Island this week.
Was it amazing? Was it iconic?
It was iconic. We got,
I just switched positions in my hair and a bunch of cum fell out.
Of your, like, body? Or of your chair?
Yeah, out of my body, because I had sex. I'm going to go ahead and say about, when did we have sex? About 30 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago?
Oh, you acted like you were just waking up, like me.
Well.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to lie to you, but I just stood up out of bed.
Yeah, that's not the same thing. I am actually in a thriller where you wake up and your partner's gone and you don't know where they are, and you ultimately get like framed for their murder or something.
Where is he?
I have no idea.
But I'm having the craziest experience where A, comes whooshing out of me. B, this is a really important issue. I don't know why, but for the last few days, ever since I got my iPad set up, my fingers hurt from holding it.
It's so weird and random to have an iPad.
It's so beyond random, but I literally was like looking to feel something, and so I wanted to spend a bunch of money at once.
Well, iPads are the official mascot of like 65-year-olds.
I know what.
And children, children and 65-year-olds gravitate. Oh,
where do they get those cases that the kids put? I want one of those kids cases for my next plane ride. I want like kids. That's what I mean. Maybe that's why my hands hurt. I need like a squishy like McDonald's Nickelodeon pillow for my iPad.
Wait, what do you like use it for?
Literally, no one knows. No, actually, yesterday I bought an ebook that I've been reading, so I'm reading it on that, and like.
But does it hurt your eyes? No offense, it doesn't hurt your eyes.
It didn't hurt my eyes for the. I read for like an hour. It didn't hurt my eyes.
Okay. Well, then I'm proven wrong.
And then it's kind of just fun to like draw around on it, but I don't really know why I got it.
So anyway, so you're in Rhode Island. You know, Angela's sister is getting married in November,
and he has so many siblings.
He does.
So many family members.
Well, he only has two sisters.
But then there's a lot of cousins in the mix.
Well, there's the famous cousin Gina, and there's that who's ass.
I think the fact that Gina and that girl Me are different people is amazing.
Yeah, they're kind of, I think they might be, yeah. And
I think it's amazing when two people are different people.
We went to the suit store that, like, for some reason, like, me getting a suit became like a huge part of like everyone's week, like, not just my week. It's like everyone there really gets in on each other's business, kind of. So there's this whole thing. It's a family affair. So I ended up going to, we went to this place in Providence, and like, I got two suits, and the guy selling us them was like old, so like 70 plus, 75 plus.
iPad.
And he wouldn't stop talking to us, and he kept saying like, this is what they would wear 100 years ago. And we were like, okay, well,
what they wear now.
Yeah, we would like something that they would wear now, actually. But anyways, I ended up buying two suits, and I actually look good in them. Suit shopping is...
I want to see a picture.
Well, I obviously don't have that, but when it's like shadow panes, it's like window panes, but like shadow kind of, you know, like a shadow pattern. Like, you can't really see it from far away.
I don't know what that means.
Whatever. And then I almost bought this one that's just... Oh my God, it's crazy. When I was 18 years old, I was watching the TV show Ugly Betty.
Yeah, shout out.
And the guy, Daniel, in it wore this kind of suit that was like this blue color, and I thought mm-hmm. he looked really hot in it. And to this day, I've always wanted that color blue suit so I could look hot like Daniel from Ugly Betty. But I then they had one, but then I didn't get it. I got two other ones. What have you been up to?
Well, yesterday I had a little Strava moment.
Oh, yeah.
You might have seen me. I did 3 miles.
Strava needs to be like paying us money.
I know. I actually, I feel bad. I was initially hesitant about my Strava community, but now I really feel supported by them.
Yeah.
I'm like a Strava celebrity. I have 80 followers. 80 followers. Ooh. That's a lot. I'm like, okay, I'm literally Strava famous. No, then I see that you actually get way more likes, but I don't even feel jealous. I just feel happy for you.
I am. Well, I think that I have other felt like my college teammates.
No, I mean, you've been in the Strava community for so long.
Yeah, I am a pillar of it. And I'm the mayor. Of course,
you're the mayor of Strava, and I'm just like your lowly maid.
You're my page. You give me blowjobs every 8 hours.
Every 8 hours, I open my mouth, my gullet. Basically, yesterday I was running, and I was like, okay, I randomly, without even thinking, did the first mile so fast, which for me is under 10 minutes. And then second mile, it was like I died. I was like, oh, car, now we're up at 11 at this point.
I have a really mind change addiction to because there's like, it's not so easy to like find running routes around me, but it's like so rewarding when you find them. So like, I have this addiction to like Google Maps, like mapping out routes that I think, like, I can't stop doing it. Like, I'm always mapping out routes. And when Angel comes, I have to quickly minimize it.
Because you're addicted?
Because I'm addicted.
How do you map them out? What do you mean? Like,
I go to a website called gmap/pedometer.
Oh, wait. So I should try this. What's it called?
Gmap-pedometer. Gmap-pedometer.
Okay,
I've been using it since I was a young.
Oh, it's very vintage, the interface.
Young
is like,
boy. I've been using it since I was a young boy.
The interface is serving 1999 Microsoft Word aesthetically.
I know. For some reason, like, all my websites do that.
I feel so disconnected from humanity. Like, I haven't seen it. I don't have a life anymore.
The best part of waking up.
Love is Campbell's America. I don't have a life. Do you have a life?
Absolutely not, but I don't want a life. All right, let's figure out.
And if you have one, you're sick. Oh, is the guest here?
Yeah, she's clicking
in. Oh, damn. Okay, well, that was one of the coolest
intros you've ever done. Coolest intros you've ever.
That was kind of punk, that intro.
Yeah.
How little we said was punk.
We deconstructed the kind of concept of a podcast intro and just said, what if two whores were tired? But were thrust into a podcast.
And just so y'all know, just to give y'all context, it is 11 a.m. on the East Coast. So it's not exactly like these whores have any excuse. These are whores without our new title of EP, Whores Without Excuses.
New title of EP. How about
new podcast title?
I am, you know, I ever since I find out you had sex earlier, I'm like, oh, she needs to take the reins because that woke her up. My friend got woken up by sex.
But can I say that it was kind of like, it was kind of like sleepy sex. And so I knew I could give more. I wasn't really giving my all. I was really like laying on top. And like, so I was on top, but I was kind of like, so there's on top and then there's like on top. I was on top in a way that's like, he's kind of still doing the heavy lifting, even though I'm kind of like laying on him.
Yeah.
And then there's on top where you're like performatively, like it literally doesn't feel good at all, but you're like sitting up and just like rolling and grinding and you're like, and you just like do it to make him hard. And then he's like, okay. And then I'm like, can we get down to business? And I flop over and just grind my gears into my guy's pelvis. I love my guys. I adore my guy's pelvis. I adore grinding into my guy's pelvis. So yeah, the sex talk's waking me up. I'm awake. You know, I had, because we were apart for a week, so we had some good sorks this weekend. And yeah, my everything's really hairy on me right now, but c'est la vie. 10-minute silence. I can't believe this podcast won a Nobel Prize.
I know. What was he going to share with you?
I'm feeling like not hot or alive.
I'm not feeling alive at all. I hope our guest comes in with an amazing energy and like is a total game changer. Oh my God. I got caught up watching Old Grey's monologues last night because of our guests.
Oh my God.
Because of our guests we're having on in a couple episodes. Who's famous for like having songs in Grey's.
Who?
And I can't wait to talk to her. But anyways, I ended up watching so many great. I watched the Christina Yang Cut It Off Me, like when she gets her dress cut off her, and she's like, which that scene is so crazy because basically,
what is it about Grey's that so draws you in after all these years?
It's just pure comfort and old friendships. Mm-hmm. Old friendships, keeping me company through the cold night. I haven't been having good ideas or like been able to talk at work, and I feel like it's transferring over to my podcast.
No, I feel like I need to write a bunch of new jokes. I have nothing to say because nothing's happened to me in an entire year.
I know. I'm doing stand-up on Thursday and improv on Friday.
There we go. Maybe you'll come up with some new stuff during the improv.
You know, that's how the greats came up with their stuff.
Just get up there and they just work it out in the room, y'all. That is how the greats did it. Oh my God.
What are you eating at this point?
I know. No, it's actually the most normal question you could ask. So what I did was I woke up and I thought I need some overpriced juice. So I ordered Juice Press delivery.
Sometimes I roll out of bed and I'm like, it feels like a smoothie is like the only thing that can save me.
So then I noticed that Juice Press was actually offering like warm oatmeal. And then the toppings are the whole thing. First of all, this has no sugar in it at all, which is, so it's bad, but it's warm oatmeal, almond butter, and frozen blueberries.
Interesting. Is it good?
It is really good, but I wouldn't mind like sprinkling some Splenda on top.
Yeah.
Okay, time for our guest. Put your ears open for Hillary Campbell. Hello, Queen.
Hi. Oh, yeah. I have my dog likes to rip up Amazon boxes as a hobby.
Oh my God, wait, tell us about your dog. No offense. And also,
it's so important to have a hobby, and your dog is going to live a much longer life.
I know.
It's so healthy to have something you do just for you. You know, it's not a passion. Yes, it's not a career. It's not a vocation, Elizabeth Gilbert.
No, it's simply. No, she did,
A hobby.
I love that your dog has that. And I almost am glad your dog doesn't even get paid for it, because that would almost taint it. That would almost taint it, right, if that makes sense.
Right. Just what did you get from Amazon?
Okay, wow. I'm going to be really honest with you. It's, you know, you have like a box of like so many, and you're like, wow, it just sort of says my feelings. I got both an air mattress and a new vibrator.
Oh
just
my god! Like
in the same box.
So who's using the air mattress? You have a visitor coming.
my best friend is returning to New York, and she's had a bit of a hiatus, if you will, one of those pandemic hiatuses.
Oh, gotcha.
And I don't have another bed right now, so I'm throwing her on the air mattress, but also thinking maybe she'll sleep in bed with me, you know? I just wanted to give her the option.
Why would you have an extra bed around? No offense.
When I was little, I wanted a Murphy bed so bad. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast. I'm sure I've talked about this in the podcast over 25 times. Wait, how long is she staying with you, Hillary?
It's one of those, do we know? We're not right. Sure.
So she's like your number one. She's like your number one girl.
She's my number one girl.
Where the hell has she been?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We both tried to live with our boyfriends, and it didn't work.
Oh my God. Tell us the story. Unpack it here.
We lived together for years upon years in a little area called Prospect Park South, which is basically... Wow. It's Flatbush, but they like to call it on the Google Maps. They've like renamed it like a two block radius, Prospect Park South. Mm-hmm. We lived there for years and years, and then in the year of 2020, she moved in with her boyfriend, and then I just kind of took note, and I was like, okay,
I guess we're doing the damn thing.
Your best friend is the one in the jail cell next to you saying, damn, that was fun.
I want official seat treatment person says, your best friend is the one in the jail cell saying next to you saying, damn, that was fun. Because it's so true.
That is a real one. No regrets. Yeah. No regrets. Okay, so then can we have a timeline here with you and this?
Yeah, okay. Let's see. So, you want to, yes?
Just for our listeners, why don't you say who the hell are you and what do you do?
Oh, me? Yeah. Who? What?
No, tell us about your best friend's boyfriend.
Which one comes first? Okay. I will quickly tell you about
the chicken or the egg.
So Kelsey moved in with Steve. And then
classic straight couple, Kelsey and Steve. Classic straight couple.
I know. So then,
doesn't get any straighter than that, Chandler Bing.
Kelsey's are everywhere, and they don't. They're not being shown enough on screens. Kelsey's. This place is crawling with Kelsey's.
You want to see more Kelsey representation in media?
Well, yeah, just not even for Kelsey's sake, for the rest of our sakes. Like,
Kelsey's
I will say Kelsey's can really brighten your day. I feel that they have an almost magical energy.
Definitely.
I'm actually really close with a Kelsey. I just remembered.
Kelsey's are high on life.
That's actually super true about my Kelsey.
Yeah.
Everyone has a mic.
Excited.
Get a mic, Kelsey.
She could be. Oh my God, she would be honored to be a Barbie. Okay. So she moved in with Steve, and then I was like stuck, you know, pandemic 2020. Like, now I have this whole apartment to myself, and I'm not going to just have someone move in.
Yeah.
And then my apartment literally started to fall apart. Like the ceilings caving in, you know, classic. Yeah. The landlord's like, "What? It's no big deal, you know."
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, evil water is falling from the ceilings. And then I had been with my now ex Frank for a while, and so we just moved to Greenpoint together, and then everybody broke up.
Wow, who broke up first?
Kelsey and Steve broke up first.
And you were like, so we're doing the damn thing.
Right? I'm like, okay.
Cut to the jail cell saying, damn, that was fun.
So wait, why did you and Frank break up?
Oh, that is so many.
How long were you together?
To something like 2 years.
Also, feel free to tell me to shut the fuck up if we don't want to talk about it.
It's okay. No, I mean, honestly, I am having a day.
Why? Talk to us.
I saw a photo or a video of him dancing on the internet this morning and then started sobbing and then was like, okay. And then now I'm here.
Yeah. Well, this is a good place to be.
And why is he dancing on the internet? Was he Ellen?
Rude. I know. Okay. How dare you?
Babe, your boyfriend is Ellen.
Your ex is Ellen.
He just can't stop doing it. Here I am.
What was he just doing?
He was somebody, you know, I tried to mute every account that I could to get away from it. And yet this person that I forgot that I should mute her was out with him at some fun bar and they were dancing. And I went, damn it.
Interesting.
How long ago did you break up? I have so many questions.
In July, I broke up with him. We had our issues, you know, as people do. So we fought a lot. It's really too bad.
Yeah.
And there you have it. So sorry, I'm just unloading, you know? I was like, now I'm going to go on a podcast.
That's what this podcast is literally for. So you, because this morning you were having like a miss, you were missing him.
Yes. So, you know, I'm trying, you know, take it as it comes.
But you know in your heart it's the right thing.
Yes. Yeah. Trying my best out here.
And that doesn't make it any easier, right?
No, it doesn't. Even when you're trying to do the right thing.
Does Kelsey miss Steve?
I'm sure of it. Yes.
Wait, so Kelsey broke up with Steve and she was like, I'm out of here. I'm leaving this town.
She's been in Texas.
She needs wide open spaces.
She's from Texas, so she, like you, Kat.
Where is she from? Right?
Oh my God, I wish I could actually, I know that it was like very south, like near where Selena was from.
Okay. And so she's coming, she's making her grand return. You must have missed her so much.
I miss her so much. I'm ready to just sit around and watch Frasier with her.
That sounds incredible.
Well, you know what I'm getting from all of this? You know what it's giving? It's actually giving season one Gossip Girl. There's two couples, Serena's coming back. And if that's true, you're going to unfortunately find out that your friend
Kelsey actually, is fucking
Kelsey slept with your boyfriend, unfortunately.
No!
But you're not gonna find out for a little while.
It's going to be like, you know, New Year's Eve night. Everyone's shit-faced and crying and there's a lot of makeup involved.
And I'm Lil J in all of this. And I'm Lil
J. Oh, my God. You're the Lil J in my life.
I hated Lil J so much.
Really? But what about when, like, Blair wrote, like, fuck on all her dresses? Remember that?
I was on Blair's side. Of course. Yeah. No.
I'm obviously Blair throughout the whole show. I love Blair. Serena is so annoying.
I know. I've talked about on the podcast my favorite scene of Gossip Girl, right? Which is I have two favorite scenes of Gossip Girl. They both enjoy, they both deal with Serena. One was Serena on the street and like she saw Dan Humphrey on the street and she ran up to him and she was like, oh my God, only in New York do you run into people. She literally said the sentence. Someone wrote the line for television. Oh my God, only in New York are you? Oh no, it was like, this is what I love about New York. You run into people on the street. Hi, Dan, how are you? I thought that was such a fun line to like write for a television show set in New York. And secondly, there's a scene later on where like they all start getting like incredible jobs for no reason at the age of like 19.
Yeah,
and she's sitting
while they're in college.
She's sitting on like a waterfront in Los Angeles, and someone runs by and then like backs up and is like, hey, would you ever want to be a script supervisor at my project? And she was like, sure. I have amazing ideas when it comes to movies. And he's like, okay. And then like she's a script supervisor for like four episodes for no reason at all. Those are my two favorite scenes in Gossip Girl.
I'm sorry to say that I've never seen Gossip Girl, but they've got massive ads up in Greenpoint about it right now.
I don't watch the new Gossip Girl.
That doesn't count.
Hello, my little gorgeous Trudy Sludies. Let me tell you what it's time for, because you're going to love this. It's literally time to seek out pleasure in every area in your life. Finally, from how you start your mornings to how you wind down at night and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it literally all. Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have brand new written stories. Ooh, I literally love that. I love a sexy audio experience, a sexy visual experience that isn't about like looking at porn for once. It's so nice to just let your mind take you where your body wants to go. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from.
They release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Dipsy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off into sleepy land. For listeners of the show, our show, Seek Treatment, Dipsy is actually offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/seek treatment.
That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/seek treatment. dipsystories.com/seek treatment. Wow, wow, wow. As far as fashion goes, and y'all know I know about fashion, as far as fashion goes, it doesn't take very long until everything old becomes new again. And Girlfriend Collective takes that literally. They turn plastic bottles and other waste that would end up in a landfill into something new to wear.
Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. Whether you're working out, running errands, or doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity.
Plus, their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support, whether you need compression or softness for once. So join the collective today and feel good about what you buy and comfortable in what you wear. For listeners of our show called Seek Treatment, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/seek treatment. So come on, girlfriend.com/seek treatment. Love y'all. Wait, so Hillary, mm-hmm. on right. this podcast, we just have one question for you. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Oh my God. That's hard. Okay. Who was I?
Where did you grow up?
Yes.
And did you grow up in high school?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so listen, I'm just a girl from a small town in Northern California. Mm. I'm from Sonoma. People know it as wine country.
Mm-hmm. You're drunk. And you're drunk right now.
You're blackout
right now.
And I'm
wasted all the time. I kind of just... I have a permanent white wine buzz. It's sort of my energy.
Wait, so are you from like where Haley was from in Parent Trap?
Yes, literally.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Yeah,
so your mom is Chessie.
Yeah, yeah. I sadly don't have a villa though.
I always wanted to be from, I always wanted to be from where Haley's from in Parent Trap.
Okay, so my sister actually knew the people whose house that was. No. I think she went to school with them.
Oh my
One
God.
Of my sisters, Sorry. Definitely. I know, listen.
Hillary, you know, I feel so connected to your mom ever since reading your book. She's, my mom, I feel so close to her.
She's so special. Mm-hmm. And then I've been talking about her to, she listened to another thing where I was just like gushing about her. And then she texts mm-hmm. me, she goes, I'm not that funny. And I was that's like, see, so but that, that's funny.
That is funny. Yeah. Wait, so is she still in Sonoma?
Yes. Yeah. My parents are still in the same house, grew up in. And so, listen, I went there. I, you know, got drunk in the woods as you do in high school in that town. That's like the only thing
fun.
Kids can do.
Is that sounds so fun.
Yeah. You know, we kind of like, we'd have to climb up a mountain to get drunk on top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to come back down the mountain drunk, which was actually extremely dangerous.
I'm picturing you guys I'm picturing you fully rappelling down the mountain. Like,
like a bachelor date.
Yes.
I wasn't getting drunk in the woods enough in high school. Like, I feel like I missed a huge, like, cultural moment or something.
It's real, like, small town USA shit, where I feel like it's probably what people, like, in Australia think going to high school in America is like. I don't know. What's like, with the red solo cups and, like, mm-hmm. all the men, like, carrying the keg up the mountain. And totally. Like, just, you know. I don't know.
Wait, so wait, you saying red solo cup just really quickly made me think of, like, so I was in Rhode Island, so we were, like, driving in a car, and so that's when you famously would listen to a radio, and so mm-hmm. we were mm-hmm. listening to The Hits, a station that actually was brave enough to play The Hits for once, and well, there's a hit right now that is just, it's like a, you know when, like, a hit is country, and it's like, okay, like, who invented this?
We let this one slide in.
Who let this one slide in? There's a hit right now that's a country, and it's about Applebee's.
Do you know it?
It's sing so, it. Sing it.
It's like a fancy. I can't even sing it. It sounds like an Applebee's commercial. I'm like, this is a hit?
It's like, ooh, I'm fancy like Applebee's.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Applebee's. And a blooming onion is just right, and Applebee's, and I'm like, what?
How do you feel about, like, Applebee's? Is Chili's the same?
Chili's is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Chili's is really good, we have to admit.
Yeah,
Chili's. Well, I've always been...
The chicken crispers? Please.
Well, you know what's good at Chili's is actually the queso.
I love queso.
I'm certain we've talked about this like 25 times. Like,
queso is so crazy when you go to like an Applebee's type space, because the law requires like Applebee's. There's an official law passed that requires Applebee's type spaces to put calories next to everything.
Oh my god!
And it's all crazy. It's all like crazy numbers. But then like the queso, it's like 90,000 billion calories in one bite. It's like, what are you putting in this queso? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not just cheese, honey. At this point,
yeah, it's like literally what substance is in here?
Like, that was animal fat, like straight up animal organ fat.
I feel like there's actual plastic in it too. Like you're eating plastic. One time, Kelsey and I bought like off-brand Velveeta, mm-hmm. and then it actually wouldn't melt. And I was like, "Oh my god, I think it is I think it like is plastic." And then,
oh my god, it's like for one of those kids. It's like for little kids, like play kitchen.
So you're in Sonoma. You're in high school. Were you always gone?
You're rappelling down the mountain, yes. Drunk off your ass.
Drunk off my ass, having a lot of like classic, like you would think would happen in like a bad teen drama film, where like my best friend gave my first boyfriend head, and then oh my God. Everyone found out, and then like and then there was a lot of slut shaming. And it was
to your friend.
Yeah,
she sounds like a fucking slut.
It was a tragic high school experience. I will say, I was referred to in high school as the sad girl on track, and it was honestly accurate.
Why
are you sad? Like, this is gonna open up worms.
Well, now I need to know what distances you ran, what events.
I was only on track to get out of gym, so I was like doing track and whatever was the easiest thing I could do. So
right, you're one of those.
I like allegedly did the long jump, but I could not jump long. You know,
right?
let me just say that sounds like one of the hardest things to do. Yeah.
Right. Well, my thing about long, it feels like with long jump, it's like, okay, either you have it or you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's like jump. Was
it's
it
like
long?
X-factor.
Jump. Was it long? Okay. It's next time, maybe it'll be longer.
I know. It doesn't matter how much of a running start you get. You know, you're like, you're not going to jump that far.
Totally.
So I was doing, I was having a tragic, something you'd write like in a bad romance novel.
Interesting that you just did to get out of gym, but then it became such an inherent part of your brand.
Right.
Tantamount to your sadness. Kind of the two pillars of your brand, being sad and being on track.
Yeah.
And being alive.
Why were you known as sad? Just because you were cheated on?
Like, what?
That whore?
To back it up, oh man. Okay, so I came from Catholic school and I had to transition to public school for high school, and I like basically mm-hmm. suddenly had no friends because I had spent like K through 8th in Catholic school, and then freshman year, the girls that I did know all immediately got boyfriends, and then I wasn't cool enough, you know? Like I lost all, you know, social whatever. And
you can't win with these girls. It's like they're not friends with you because they don't have a boyfriend. Then you get one, they're like, we're gonna give them head.
I know. Oh, that's some small town beautiful shit. No, and then before the thing happened with my boyfriend, I was like a little young, like end of freshman year or like sophomore year. I was at my very first party and it was like a seniors, you know, it was like New Year's Eve. I've never been drunk before. I'm there. I get basically taken advantage of, but like with kissing, but I never even kissed a guy before. Like, I'm like very, yeah, like, I came from scary. Catholic school and this guy basically,
what grade are you in? What grade are you in?
It was like beginning of sophomore year. I must've been 16.
Okay.
A really, really intimate time.
Oh my God. Everything's so new. Everything's so beautiful. And then this guy kisses me when I'm drunk. And he had a girlfriend, and I didn't know what was happening. And then I got slut shamed for a year.
My God. Teens are all cheating on each other in Sonoma and then slut shaming the girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's why I was like officially sad. Like, people were.
Oh my God. That's really traumatic.
It actually is dark, and I am still unpacking it in therapy.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But that is so, like, it's like in high school, it's like sophomore year is like this year of like optimism and like loving it. Mm-hmm. And then junior year, you come back and like whatever happened in sophomore year, for some reason in junior year, you come back, it's exactly the same, except you're like jaded now. Right. And you're like, I've seen it all. I've been through sophomore year. Like, I'm a junior and like, I'm sad. And then senior year, it's kind of like, you know what? Let's just forget all the shit and like have a fucking fun senior.
Yeah. Forgive and forget, baby. Oh, man.
I'm so upset that happened to you. I'm upset about it too, honestly.
Listen, high school sucked, but college was fun. I went to UC Santa Barbara, which is, you know, famously they called it UCSTD, I think. People were partying, having sex, but when people say that, didn't everyone do that in college? Like, I don't know.
I didn't have any sex in college.
Really?
Yes, you did.
Not a drop. No, I had only sex between sophomore and junior year of college, and then like a little bit my senior year, but I generally didn't have sex, and it was all the women, so not exactly my favorite flavor.
Sure. That's tricky.
And on top of everything, it was with a woman.
So it doesn't count. Sex with between a man and a woman even count as sex?
Not these days, baby.
Truly not these days.
Isn't it so famously very beautiful there?
It's gorgeous. It's kind of one of those weird things where it's like you're having this beautiful backdrop to your emotional crises. Because like college, everyone's kind of totally unraveling, drinking too much, you know, sleeping with people that they don't even know, classic experiences. Terrible things. And then it's like, you know, drop dead gorgeous back, like palm trees, lived on the beach for 4 years. So everyone was like too hot. I felt very self-conscious there because it was like major sorority like situation of like desperately hot women who felt okay walking around in bikinis all the time when I had
my nightmare.
I know.
I've never felt at peace in a bikini.
I just never want on a college campus anyone to be wearing a bathing suit. It's like too stressful. It's we're too
thank
tender.
Thank God you made it to the East Coast.
It's like we're all on our own for the first time in our lives. Can we please just not wear bathing suits?
Can we put some clothes on?
Let's all get our feet under us and then we'll start experimenting with bathing suits. So when was your boyfriend and your friend happen? When was your boyfriend and your friend happen? Senior year?
So that was junior year.
Classic junior storyline.
I did like a full reverse of like, it felt like things really came full circle because then she got slut shamed and I actually feel very bad about that because I had experienced it.
And you knew what she was going through.
I knew exactly what she was going through.
And then, you guys broke up.
Did you guys ever make up? You and the girl?
I mean, like, we're definitely not friends now.
We have her in the Zoom meeting room. We're going to bring her on in a second.
And we've told her that officially you can forgive but not forget, but we're going to bring you on. We're going to bring her on to see if we can test it. We're going to test it.
Allison, bring her in.
It would be a really great Dr. Phil episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So. Wait, so you get to college, you're single,
wait,
ready
throughout
to mingle.
All of this, are you like drawing? Were you always
creating? I know, yeah. So I'm a cartoonist, which is funny.
I love your stuff so much. Your book is so fucking good. We have to dig into it because I have a lot of questions about it. But yes. Do you want to tell people when's it coming out? What's happening with it?
Okay, so many exciting things that include you, obviously. So the
Am I getting ahead of myself? Should we finish the?
We can.
Oh no, I think like we'll do a sidebar.
Sidebar. Yeah. Ina Aguilera.
Fully sidebar.
Okay.
So
why am I cold? I'm cold. Am I dying? I'm cold. Okay, go on.
The weather's changing, honey. You know.
You're right.
But it's gonna be 81 on Friday. What? It's gonna be 81 on Friday. I'm sick of this.
Get me out of this. Help a celebrity. Get me out of here. I don't want to be 81.
I'm such a celebrity, and get me such out of here.
That is too much.
I'm such a celebrity and get me such out of here.
That's upsetting because I just like put away my summer dresses because I was like, see ya, bitch. But now it's gonna be 81 on Friday.
It's really
one of the
sad.
Highest temperatures.
I can't go back to 81. No. I can't go back to 81. Anyways, okay, sorry. So you're a cartoonist first and foremost.
Yes. I'm a cartoonist for the New Yorker. And then hot, cool. And so my debut graphic memoir, as they call it, Murder Book, is coming out.
Amazing title.
Thank you. There was a big debate over whether it was Murder Book or The Murder Book. And I was like, screw the, like we don't.
Definitely screw the, you made the right choice. Yeah.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? You know what I have to say that reminds me of?
What?
One of the final scenes of the Gilmore Girls A Year in the Life revival, where Rory finally writes her book called The Gilmore Girls.
Ah.
And then Lorelai is mad because she tells all her secrets in that book. And then she finally forgives her at the end. And she pops in and she's like, I'm going to read your book when it's finished. You have to write this thing, baby girl. And then she like leaves, but she pops back in and she's like, and drop the. And Rory's like, what? And she's like, Gilmore Girls. It's cleaner. And it's like a wink to the audience.
Shit.
And it's like a wink to the audience because it's like, that's what the show is called. Anyways.
Wink. Okay, I never connected to that show, but.
So.
I know I watched it in high school, but now I don't have like a solid memory of it.
I liked it. Wait, so does your book tell the story of murder?
Just murder in general, right? Just murder here, murder there, you know, little up, little down. So yeah, it's out November 9th and we're having a party. We're having a comedy show to celebrate at Littlefield with Kat and other amazing comedians. It's in New York.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And it's a New York Comedy Festival too. So it's how lovely of them to support us. So
that's amazing.
It is. I'm excited. Okay. But the book is basically like a love letter to true crime junkies, sort of like,
oh my God,
I love you. I am you. I see you. So it's part like, it's part memoir trying to figure out like, when did I become obsessed with this stuff? How did this happen? Who can we blame? You know?
Yeah.
I spend a whole chapter sort of blaming my mother, as you do. But it's also like part, like a look at like the history of the true crime genre and like kind of going back and sort of saying this ain't nothing new. You know, people now, I feel like nowadays everyone's like, there's too much of it. You know, we've gone too far. And I say, we've been here the whole time. Like it's actually quite human to watch this kind of like terror unfold in front of you.
Totally.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have any good true crime to recommend right now?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh my God.
I'm always looking for it.
Stuff. I just finished a new pod. I need a new one.
Okay. I'm a gaping hole that needs to be filled with true crime.
Filled. Okay, just randomly, what have I watched this week? Have you seen that new documentary called The Way Down?
Yes, so I just was going to bring
incredible.
It out.
I haven't
finished it. I'm halfway through. And
that is so up our alley.
Her
it is
hair,
so good.
Her hair gets taller and taller.
It gets to a point where it's not even the height, it's the shape. Where it's like, why is it coming to the side? Why is it on the side, too?
It really looks like a musical park where you like stick your head in the hole of the wooden but that was the fact that the weight loss has so much to do with it was fascinating. Oh my god
I mean, and it's literally called The Way Down. Like I was like, is this a like what?
I know.
And that proves
that with Fab,
anyone can have a cult. You know, anyone can do it. I kind of just feel like you could almost like run a seminar. Like, I had a cult. You can too. You know, like dream big, honey.
Yes. That is so good, The Way Down.
Yes.
No, I'm curious about your, do you have any, because you mentioned a lot of books in your graphic memoir that I had never read or heard of.
Oh my God, they're all here. Yes.
So where would be a good place to start with the books, the true crime books?
Yeah, if you're like trying to get into true crime author. Okay, so.
Which are your favorite?
I would say, I mean, it's sort of obvious and I feel like a basic bitch saying it, but oh well, like Anne Rule's The Stranger Beside Me is like basically the greatest book ever written.
The Stranger Beside Me?
Yes. So it tells the insane story that Anne Rule, God bless her, one of the greatest, you know, woman in true crime. She passed away several years ago, but she wrote an unreal amount of books and she's just such a great writer. But she was this like single mom in Seattle.
Oh, I think I know this.
Yes. And she's she was an ex-cop. Yeah. And she's starting to become like a, you know, trying to start to write true crime. And then she's working the suicide hotline in Seattle at this like whatever center they're at. And she's working with none other than Ted Bundy. And they're working the midnight shift.
That's crazy.
And then
Go on.
I was just saying, it's like, you know, that, I mean, it just sort of follows obviously the whole Ted Bundy story, but it has her personal angle and it's basically the book that made her career. But she has so many other, I mean, like, I would just say literally read all of Anne Rule's books. Like I can't.
Okay,
I mean,
A-N-N. I love that. Rule.
And
like the word rule.
R-U-L-E, baby.
The famous word. It's a famous word. It's a famous,
and it's famous for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's a word. It's a famous world and you're living in it. Wait, so then my question is, are you on the True Crime podcast?
Of course. Oh my God, I love them.
So, okay, that's my favorite, but I have them. What kind do you like? Because there's different genres.
There's so many. Yeah. There's the like, we're going to delve into this one story for a season. Then there's, you know, like.
I kind of like that.
I like that more too. I mean, like, I do love like Criminal, which is a cool podcast, but they're, you know, doing something new every episode. But I think that one that I just finished was called Counter Clock.
Is it good? I'm going to write it down.
Yes, I enjoyed it. And, you know, so much of it is a good narrator because obviously, like, that.
If your narrator's annoying, you can't come back from that.
Like, Up and Vanished, the story was fascinating,
my God.
But his fucking
voice. I can't listen to that.
What's his name? Hurts me.
I want to do true crime.
We should. 10 minutes, silence.
You want to do a crime? Oh, no. I want to do true crime podcasting.
Listen, well.
Let's pick a crime. Let's dive into it.
Yeah, we better pick a crime.
Allison, pick us a crime, please, and we'll do it next week. Okay, so I really like, they're kind of cheesy, but I really like the Wondery ones.
Yes, they're great.
They're all really good.
Like the famous word wonder and then why?
Yeah. They made that word up, and that's okay.
You know which one was good? Was the one about the Playboy model.
Oh my God, I don't know if I know that one.
That's a good one. It's like, oh wait, there's the Dating Game Killer, and then there's like there's one about a Playboy model who's killed. They're both really good.
My phone's recording.
You know,
and I'm always looking for Rex, so send me.
Someone Knows Something. Have you listened to that?
Someone Knows Something. Oh my God.
There's several seasons. Some of them aren't great, but some of them, I feel like the second
season's good. Okay.
I feel like season two is the really interesting one.
Now, have you listened to Something Was Wrong?
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. The names kill me.
I know. The latest season of season nine of Something Was Wrong.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
Nine.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Season one is good too, but season nine. The other seasons are not very good.
Okay, let's get off this.
Anyways, back to business.
Let's get off this. Hillary, you really took us somewhere we didn't want to go today.
I'm really sorry.
How did you get from, how did you get from UC Santa Barbara to making a book in New York City?
Oh my God, how did it happen? Okay, so the day I graduated UC Santa Barbara, I actually moved to Los Angeles. I packed my car up.
Sad.
I know. And I was sad there for several years. I had a totally different career before this. I ran a film festival called Slam Dance. That's actually a wonderful festival. It's a very big fest. When you're like 22 and like, so like, oh my God, there's artists around me. Like I drank the Kool-Aid. I was so obsessed with it for several years until I wasn't, because I was like being worked into the ground and was tired and sad. So I basically like had a classic, like total emotional breakdown, quit my job, announced I was moving to New York, even though I'd never been here before. And I moved across the country with my friend Willa. God bless her.
Willa, I love it.
Amazing name.
Oh, maybe I'll name my daughter. Maybe I'll name my daughter Willow. Willa. Or maybe Willow. I think we learned that actually what I wanted is to name my daughter Willow.
Yeah, you came out so quick.
Yeah.
Hot a vibe. That's a TikTok song. Are you on TikTok?
I am, but I forget about it. You know?
It's so addictive.
I know. I go through periods where I can't stop. And then I
totally, totally feel you.
And then I shut it away.
I'll go on TikTok. He'll show me some things. I'm like, are these things everyone's watching? I want to know what everyone else is watching. I want to be part of the conversation.
Sure. But there was a thing this morning on TikTok of like that one girl who's like calling out, what brand is it? The slashed purses. Did you see this? Oh my God.
What is this?
Now I'm just not making sense.
That's what this podcast is for.
It was on Diet Prada. Do you guys follow that?
I'm familiar with that.
Yes.
We're familiar with that.
They had reposted this girl who had basically gone viral allegedly over the weekend for like, I think it was Coach bags. That like Coach kind of claims
stole her idea.
No, they claim that they're like, you know, all for like the environment and you know, like, you know, reusing, but they actually slash all their bags that don't get bought, and then she found them in a dumpster, like all these amazing and they're all slashed so they can't be used. But
wait, that's crazy.
Okay, I really hope it's Coach and I'm pretty sure it's Coach. And so that was what I saw went viral.
I'm gonna come out as saying that Diet Prada as a like entity embarrasses me, and I think that Diet Prada is like an embarrassing entity. How I feel.
I'm fine with that. I know.
Yeah.
TikTok. It is Coach.
It is TikTok.
God, I'm just a stupid girl. So you're in New York City. Get there.
It's like 7-ish years ago. I have my meltdown. I moved to New York. And I basically at that point was like, because I had been drawing since I was a kid. My mom put me in like every cartoon class that she could find because she wanted to get me out of the house. And
sad track girl.
Yeah, no, sad because she raised me on movies. You know, what do you expect? I like to watch movies because that's all we did together.
I wish I liked watching movies. I can't pay attention.
Really? Oh my God. I just. They're on this old box TV. Like I could just have them on forever.
That's soothing.
Your apartment's so romantic.
I know.
I do like to pretend like I'm still in 1996.
Love it.
I want to do that.
What are you watching? What are your favorite movies?
Well, we're in the spooky season, so I'm just I'm going through all my witch movies. I'm watching Practical Magic, you know.
I need to watch that again. It's very been good. A long, 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 long time.
Oh my God, you just have to do it for so many reasons. For sexy Nicole Kidman, who's like dating like a Bulgarian devil man, you know, and she's into it.
It's so funny with Practical Magic. I remember being like 10 when it came out and seeing the commercials and being like, this looks like literally the best movie that's ever been made. And being but when you're 10, it's like, I just knew I was never going to have the opportunity to see it. I was like, there's no way for me to bridge this gap and create an opportunity for me to see Practical Magic. Like my parents aren't taking me to see it. Like my friends are trying to see Practical Magic. And I'll always remember we flew to Arkansas to visit my parents' friends one year. We get on and what's playing on the television? event, but Practical Magic, and it was the best moment of my life. Flying to Arkansas, watching Practical Magic, I was like, God is real and she's taking care of me today.
Mm-hmm. How spooky too. Wow.
Yeah.
I will say that I'm the youngest of four and nobody gave a shit what I watched. So
Oh my God, the youngest of four.
I've seen it all from a young age.
Wow. Where are all your sibs now? Are you guys really close?
I love them dearly. My oldest sister's 10 years older than me.
And that's cool.
Yeah. Like, I do have that feeling of like, I'll literally never catch up with them because they're permanently ahead, you know?
Well, yeah. My biggest question is how many books do they have?
I know. Those bitches and hoes ain't got no books.
Wait, I have a question. And which is the question that you only have to answer if you feel safe, which is how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, cool.
Perfect. That's perfect. Because that's how old I am.
Yes, exactly.
It's so perfect when someone's the same.
It feels safe.
I only have like 19 more days of being 32. Then we 33.
Oh my God.
You're 30. That's crazy.
I know.
I feel like you just turned 30. Now look at me being 30 at you.
I know. I know.
I never gave you your 30th birthday present.
Oh my God. Oh, and you know what? Your birthday present that I got you for you this year went to a different house. Oh. And now my mom has them.
Perfect. And we'll have to go visit.
Yeah. But you already have them.
Chicken parm.
You already have them when I got you.
I know, but I told you, first of all, don't be like that because I told you this is perfect because now I have a set for my house and a set for Brian's.
Yes, I know, I know.
It's a very good gift.
Oh, that's
I love
a good
it.
Gift. Yeah.
So you're in New York, you're drawing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So I'd always been drawing, but I kind of like abandoned it. And then I was like, I think I want to return to this, you know, quite frankly, the moment in Girls where she's like, I have something to say, you know?
Yeah.
Except with cartoons. So I started. I started an Instagram back then and I just started drawing every day. And my first job I got, well, I was like waitressing, nannying, you know, doing all your classics. And then my first kind of like big job is I illustrated Feminist Fight Club, which was a very fun book if anyone has seen it around.
Amazing.
Written by the wonderful Jessica Bennett. And I did that. And then I basically started submitting to the New Yorker, like, you know, every week for, it took me a year.
So you got to go in person, right?
Yeah. Started doing the whole showing up on Tuesdays.
Is that so intimidating?
It was. At first, I literally didn't even know how to get into the building. Like, I was like, literally, what do you do to pass through the doors and what do you say? Because it's actually, you have to like know what to say.
What do you say? Don't tell us.
You have to say a person's name.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's like code.
How did you even know? Who told you anything about it?
Right?
Like, all this stuff is
so much has to happen on the internet these days, you know? So I did some DMing, you know, of people. Gotcha. I knew. Oh, yeah. Just other cartoonists helped me out. God bless
them.
So
now do you go every week?
Well, I miss it because of the fucking pandemic. It actually like became the most beautiful, like, you know, when you draw at home all week by yourself, you could go nuts. You know, you do go nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like Tuesdays was a day where we would get to like whoever was in town, you go to the New Yorker, you send in, you hand over your batch, you know, maybe they like won, you know, cause it's a real tough game to play there.
Do you work with Nomi Fry?
No.
She's New Yorker.
Friend of the pod. Yeah, but she's not the cartoons though. Then you guys would all hang out.
We get lunch and then it turns into a 4-hour lunch and it's just
that
fun.
Sounds so fun.
I miss it so much. I mean,
I miss it.
Yeah.
Who are your best cartoonist friends?
My besties are as follows. Okay, we've got Sophia Warren, an absolute treasure. Ellis Rosen, another just light of my. We submitted our first time on the same day. Like we walked in and we were both terrified. And then
sounds so scary.
Mm-hmm. You guys were like, did you say the name? Yeah. I said the name.
How'd you find the name? DMing.
I've known the name from an early age, so this is just my first time using it, but I've known it for quite a number of years.
Literally, though. Okay. Amy Kurzweil is one of my close friends. She's a wonderful artist. Kendra Allenby. I could go for days and
that's
days,
so fun.
People.
What a cool, what a dreamy situation.
Yeah. What a dreamy dream.
Dreamy.
What was your first cartoon you got in?
My first, I never sold under, you know, the reign of Bob Mankoff, who was the previous cartoon mm-hmm. editor. But then Emma Allen walked on the scene and she was
love
a breath of fresh air. And
wait, is Bob Mankoff related to Rob Mankoff, the director of Lion King and husband of Crystal Mankoff? And husband of Crystal Minkoff, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
There we go. I was like, how do we
how do we connect with the director of Lionhorn?
Lionhorn.
That's a good question. You should email him.
Yeah, I'm going to be emailing a lot of people to get to the bottom of this.
Emailing. And that's the name. I got to get the name.
That's my true crime. My true crime podcast is about if they're related.
That's the crime. The biggest crime of all, not knowing if you're not related to them. Wait, so then, do you think you'll ever go in person again? Like, do y'all do it on email now? That's so depressing.
It's on email, which is as you say, it's very depressing because you're like sending cartoons off into the void. You don't know and if anyone likes them.
Yeah.
But it's also sad that there's a whole new generation of cartoonists who aren't getting to meet you and see each other. Like, you can still hang with your girlies, but what about the new girlies?
And exactly. They don't have,
they're
like,
lacking. They look up to you.
They don't get to have boozy lunches, you know? Yeah. They're like, oh my God, whoops, it's 3 and I'm wasted. You know?
That sounds
like,
so fun.
Like, it's.
Do you have one of those pads that you're drawing on? That's kind of your computer.
Well, I have one, but I do want people to know I draw mostly on paper because I'm old school. Okay,
you are old school. The VHS energy in this apartment.
DVDs up the wazoo.
Yeah.
But I do have my iPad for what I like to call clients. You know, when I have to do my corporate jobs.
Yeah.
But I do that, and I kind of just sort of obsessively have sketchbooks where I feel like an impulse that if I don't write down everything I thought that day, like, I'm a bad person, which is actually a horrible idea, but
it's true.
It's how I feel.
You know why my hand hurts from holding my phone too much?
There you go.
Sad? Wait, so one day will you draw a Seek Treatment cartoon one day?
Oh my God, I will literally do it the second we get off of this. Are you
kidding?
Oh my
God, I'll be so honored. We can share it when we post your app.
I would be honored. Oh my God.
Wait, so
what's your dream? First of all,
back to who you, but one second, more thing for how you are now is, so you've been single since July.
Yes.
How is that?
What's that like for you?
Do you like single? I'm someone who likes singles. Like, if I broke up with my current partner, if we broke up, I don't think I would want a partner for a little while just because I would have to really meet someone. You know what I mean? Like,
my friend likes single.
I like single. I learned.
I actually do well. I actually am a good single person, like, because I like to sit around and draw in bars, and I am fine with, like, I love going to the movies by myself.
Me
so I'm
too,
like,
girl.
I love
Lena.
It.
Yeah.
Wait, can I say something, Hillary? I have to say, when I was reading your book, like, I so romanticized your life, like the way you would describe, like, walking through the streets and like drawing with the cute bartender and having like a glass of wine and like, or being in the bath. I was like, this girl is living her best life. I was like, we have to hang out. We got to get her in the mix. We got to make it happen.
I absolutely want to hang, and I'm totally coming to your show.
I'll come
tomorrow.
Meet you. Oh, you are amazing.
I know, because I had tickets tomorrow. I had tickets from whenever you had to. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Mess.
It's life.
Life is messy.
Life is messy when you're making other plans.
Clutching the mic with both hands. Wait, I have to tell you guys both something. This is so crazy.
Okay.
I started watching, per a friend's recommendation, season 1 of The Morning Show.
Oh my god.
It's so good.
I'm not on board with that.
You don't like it?
I loved it. I mean, I've never seen a second of it.
Okay. It's so good.
I screamed. I cried. I laughed. I jumped for joy. Literally, I couldn't even sit during the season finale.
Don't tell me.
I won't tell you, but I was standing.
Tell her.
So I just saw the episode where they're at the fires, and Reese from there, she's like, life is messy, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
But Jennifer, one thing I'll say, it's Jennifer's so good.
She's holding so much in, it's upsetting me.
Like, so good.
I want her to just scream and cry and not appear perfect, you know?
Scream and shout and let it all down.
Anyways, Kat, you should watch it because it's really good.
It so
anyways,
is.
What's your dream? What's happening?
But wait, one more thing I have to say is I heard that the show Sex Education is very good.
So yeah, I couldn't watch it. I don't like teen stuff.
I do, but I haven't tried to watch it yet. Hey!
I don't like school-based... Hey. For someone in high school, I'm like, this isn't my story to me. This isn't my story.
For me, when there's a locker, it's my story still. It's my emotional truth.
So you're going to love it then. It's your story.
My emotional truth is still that there's lockers everywhere you look.
Oh my God.
Lockers everywhere with not a drop to drink.
See, my high school didn't have lockers.
So that's a crime against humanity.
Yeah, that's not accredited. That's not an accredited institution.
So you actually don't have a high school diploma.
At all.
No, you see, you can have a book without even going to school for 1 second.
No, sorry. So now who the fuck do you feel like being, girl?
I always wish I was Meg Ryan.
Oh my God. You remind me so much of my friend. Oh, friend of the pod, Caroline Keane. You guys need to meet him.
I would love to meet her. Yeah, listen, last week, Meg Ryan literally used the hashtag Meg Ryan fall while she was holding a pumpkin. And I was
God.
Can you pass that along after we sign off?
Yeah. Yes. I was like, you're just creating your own energy and I'm so into it. Like she's like, and then I actually looked at it and people do use that hashtag Meg Ryan fall. It's a look, you know?
Vibe, as the kids say.
It's the When Harry Met Sally vibe.
I've never seen When Harry Met Sally, and I've never seen Sleepless In, and I've never seen Jared Walking Up. Oh,
you'll especially love Sleepless In. Now you don't trust me.
I've only seen You've Got. You've
well,
Got.
That's good though.
My favorite movie would have to be You've Got.
I'm obsessed with Meg Ryan. I like that she wears baggy pants with crop top. Her vibe is like in now. Like, but she was obviously doing it so long ago in French Kiss, you know?
Yeah.
Meg Ryan Paul.
Hashtag Meg Ryan fall. You should really look into that hashtag. It is positive. Feels good.
I need to feel a little bit good.
Yeah, I need to feel some goodness. I want, quite frankly, I want to build an empire. That's what I want to do. And I want a car. I just wish I had a car.
An empire and a car. Is that so much to ask?
I would have
thank you so much.
Especially where you live, you really want a car.
I want to drive my dog to the beach. And
now I'm dying to meet your dog.
Oh my God, where is she? Oh, she's asleep.
Where is
I
she?
Want
show
a
me.
Car.
Where
you
is
you see
baby?
Her little head?
I can't see. You'll have to send me some images. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
She's a little black Labrador.
Oh my God, you have such a great life.
Aww.
I'm jealous of Kelsey. I'm like, Kelsey, move over. I'm sleeping on the air mattress at Hillary's.
So I've been watching early seasons of Real Housewives of New York with Angelo and Kelly Ben Simone's tagline for her first two seasons is, I've built a great life and I love living it. So Jill in season three, her intro look, she has her hair done in such a way that it's like it's as if someone's built a cone into her hair. So Angela thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever seen. And her tagline is, I run with a fabulous circle of people. So whenever on season three, whenever she's doing it, we always say, I run with a fabulous cone in my head.
That's good.
I remember Kelly, sometimes for Kelly would say, even though Kelly doesn't have a cone, we sometimes say, I've built a great cone in my head. I built a great cone and I love having it in my head.
Oh my God.
And Alex Records is for a certain group of people in New York, status is everything. So they say, what do you say? For a certain group of people in New York, having a cone in your head is everything. For some reason, it makes us laugh so hard every time.
Oh, it's so funny.
One more. Luann says, I never feel guilty about being privileged. So it's like, so we always say, I never feel guilty about having a cone in my head.
It's so like, it's, you know, when you zoom out though, it's like a cone in your head. It really is. It's like this, it's evocative of the Sims. It's evocative of like privilege of like being a crowd, like being a royal. It's like, it's
so SNL, much more than a cone. SNL cone heads. SNL
I was going to say cone heads. I just rewatched that and it actually is so funny. Like I haven't seen it in so long. And Chris Farley is so funny in it.
I've never seen it. That's not my humor.
That's not my culture either.
Yeah.
That's okay. I do love early SNL stuff. I can't I can't act like I don't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want an empire and a car?
I want a car to drive my dog to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to have an empire of books and other things.
But make it drawings.
Yes. And yes, literally, Anne Robot make it drawings. Frankly.
Let me say this. When are we making your book into a movie?
That's the fucking question, honey.
Let's fucking go, bitch.
Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me run my friend point. Do it. Let me run point. I'm running point on making Hillary's book a movie. Yeah. I'm spearheading that.
Oh yeah, murder book, murder show, murder sweatshirt, you know.
Uh-huh. Ooh, are we gonna have some good merch for the book?
Oh my god, the merch is coming in as we speak, and I'm incredible. I'm gonna be decked head to toe.
Deck the halls.
Like an asshole in my own merch. You know?
As you should be.
Yeah. Are you someone who wants to get married to a person?
I think probably eventually. I don't know. I feel like I was for years like I don't want a baby, and now I'm like, oh, maybe I do. Not right now, but like my siblings just have so many children.
Oh really?
Yeah, and they're fucking funny. What are you gonna do? Funny.
Oh my god, Angela's niece was doing like yoga in this, like that she learned from like Elmo, but she was like focusing so hard. Cute. She was doing downward dog, then this one that no one knew, and then tree pose, and she just kept going from one to the other, and she was getting like, people were laughing, so she was like liking it. So she was just like so focused on like one pose, next pose, next pose, next pose, next club, next club, next club, no sleep, airplane.
I love that kids like know that they can do a bit like so early on. Like, what's that? There's that that Portlandia sketch where they're like, my kid's not doing any bits, and they're like going to the doctor, and they're upset.
I've never watched Portlandia, but I don't support it because someone in it was rude to me at Sundance Film Festival. Yeah,
not
yeah.
okay. Not okay.
I finally come
that
out.
That would never happen at Slam Dance if Hillary was in charge. Only at Sundance.
I know where I've heard of Slam Dance. Rachel Sennett. Wasn't Rachel Sennett? Rachel Sennett had something in Slam Dance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there were so.
It's a big. It's a big probably, fest.
Yeah, like, well, we have a lot of other things, and Rachel Sennett's not our fucking feather in our cap.
She is.
Wait, she can be.
Someone in Portlandia was rude to me at Sundance Film Festival, and
that's awful.
And that's going straight into my book.
You need to like call the Supreme Court.
Oh, sorry.
And her friend, but her friend was also rude to me, but she was ruder.
Oh no! I can't stand.
She was ruder.
She was ruder than her friend. Someone on Portlandia is ruder than their friend. Someone on Portlandia is ruder than their rude friend.
Oh my god, to go from being fully asleep to being full manic is such a journey. It's a joy. Okay, do y'all feel hot today?
You know what? Sure, yeah, yeah.
I don't feel hot because I have this kind of cut on my heel. I don't know if you can see it, but it's from
I see.
It's from
look rubbing flexible.
On. Thank you. Okay, now I'm like that girl from Never Been Kissed. That girl that David Arquette hooks up with, who's like, I can put my
leg up.
What was that culture in the 90s of like
being a dancer?
Yeah, it was horny when someone could like bend themselves into a pretzel. I'm like,
that invented
I never
us.
Got that. Is that still for straight guys a thing? Like, we love when girls can bend themselves into pretzels.
And bendy.
Yeah. Guys do love when your feet are like behind your head.
Yeah. Do they?
I guess it's just quicker access. I don't know.
I mean, how long is it taking?
The other day, Brian kind of folded me in half and I was like, that hurts my neck. And then we just kind of stopped. stopped. And he was like, sorry. I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want to keep going? I was like, no.
No, because you what? I'm so upset about how you folded me in half. I'm mad at you for holding me in half, so unfortunately. But anyways, I have the kind of cut that's on the back of your heel from when you're you run and the shoe is rubbing the back of your heel, mm-hmm. and it keeps like going away. But then the next time you run, it's like it's as though it never went away.
Oh my god, that's not
hot. No, that is life ruining. Honestly, yeah.
Do you still run, Hillary?
Oh my god, I used to run.
Do you still long jump? Do you still jump?
I jump up and down, just kind of like this when never I'm dancing.
Jump. You high
I
jump.
Never jump.
I like to, I just like RIP dancing until 3 a.m. Like, I just want to go dancing and jump up around and like, and somebody like puts on ABBA and then I like have a heart attack.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
I love ABBA.
That's all I want to do, you know, and I don't know where to do it anymore. And I'm missing that part of my life. But no, I don't run anymore because it turns out I have bad knees. But I am like an obsessive Bar Method client.
Oh, that's surprising.
I know. Listen, I know.
you seem so like down to earth, just like keeping it real. And Bar Method is like so not down to earth. It's like,
I know.
It's like, psychotic. Whenever I go, I'm like, are y'all okay?
I've never been to Bar and don't know what it is, but it's when crazy. Ballerinas are stretching in the beginning of class, right? And then they make it basically a whole event. Yeah. They're like, how about the stretching?
What if you held this little ball? Yeah,
it's like I love when they call it like tightening your seat. Like I to me, it's a full hour of cables. You know, like you're just like tighten. I'm one of their cool clients. Okay,
damn.
I don't know.
Where do you go?
I go to the one in Williamsburg because
I walked out of that one once because it was too hard and I didn't want to be there.
I think I danced for 10 years and I think it taps into my little kid energy where I'm like,
totally.
I am a ballerina and I'm better than all of you. And then it like becomes competitive.
And hear me roar.
Yeah.
Like,
So do you feel hot today, Hillary?
I think so because I'm gonna get my hair cut.
Oh my god!
Right after this, which is always a dangerous move. Will I like it or will I not? And I'm trying to time it with my book release. I'm like, I'm gonna cut it now so that if I'm upset, I've got several weeks.
Totally
smart.
That's smart.
Before
I feel you're doing is smart.
Mm-hmm. I thought about it. You know, I put some time in.
I actually just cut mine Friday and I have to give a shout out to the amazing Misha G in the East Village who hooked me up. Follow her on Insta. My hair, well, it's all dirty in a bun now, but she really made it look fab.
That's awesome.
I don't feel hot today. Not even close. I actually feel kind of shitty. So I'm going to probably go and like lay on the couch after this, whatever.
Whatever.
That's the best thing you can do.
It's allowed.
What are you going to watch?
Morning show.
Oh, good. Oh my god, Heaven. It's so addictive. It's so good.
I have literally 4,000 emails I need to respond to, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at my email in so long. God.
I like do like a weird manic thing where I like just when I am done with an email, I feel overwhelmed by it. I make a new one.
New email?
So I have like 4 emails, which is actually really stupid because I still get emails across all borders.
Oh, like email accounts?
I make new email accounts.
Oh my god, that is stressful.
And it is very stupid. And then I have to check all of them. But then I like how the new email feels clean and emptier.
Yeah.
And like the old one is messy. And
right.
I'm gonna have to stop. I need a new one though.
Because I'm never gonna get to inbox zero. Like right. I have 90,000.
Wait, crush the week?
Yeah, I definitely have a crush of the week, though I can't quite place them. I forget who it is.
Mine's Jennifer Aniston, morning show.
Sure.
My crush of the week is Alan Burstyn from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Cool.
I think he's hot. So I want to have sex with him.
That's fun. Honestly,
that's fun.
That's fun. Honestly, mine is Fran Drescher because she posted this really hot selfie, and then she with this guy who I didn't initially know who it was, and then it said, "Oh, to be happily divorced," and I was like, "Oh my god, I love you!" Like you and your hot ex husband appear to be in Central Park, and you're just like having a nice day.
That's incredible,
and I was really into it. And that's it.
I love it. Wait, so Hillary, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me. Are you
Tell
kidding
us,
me?
What's the best way for people to get your book?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so you can basically, as with books, you can, of course, order it on Amazon. If you want to pre-order right now, you can call your local bookstore. It's going to be there on November 9th. But Amazing. If you live in New York, please, dear God, come to the release yes. party.
It's at
Littlefield, November 9th, shows at 8. You can and you'll get a signed copy of the book with your ticket.
Oh, incredible. So
and
fun.
And I also made some really cool Law & Order stickers because I'm obsessed, obviously. But, you know, and I also have a really, yeah, if you want to go to hillarysmurderbook.com, I did make, or I have, I hired somebody to make a website that looks like it's from 1992.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I'm going to go right now.
And it's really fun. And you can click around and do some cool things on there.
Incredible. Thank you so much. Wait, are you guys mad at me?
No. Are you mad not at me? Because I was 5 minutes late.
No, not at all. I actually have to go to the bathroom really bad, which is why I'm like, is it going to matter? Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Hillary, are you mad at me by any chance?
No,
Hillary,
not yet.
Will you hang out? Can we hang out?
Yes,
I
want to.
Hang out.
Okay. We'll get your number. We'll text. We'll figure
Yay.
It out.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Mwah, we're so excited. We'll see you soon at
love,
the show.
Love, Loyola.
Love, Loyola.